Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today comes from the Gospel of John in the 19th chapter. At verse 36, "For these things took place that the Scripture might be fulfilled, not one of his bones will be broken." This is the word of the Lord. Israel was in Egypt. The severity of their slavery had only increased. God at last determined that he would direct a fearful blow against Egypt's king and Egypt's people and deliver his own. What would create that deliverance? The blood of lambs. God was incredibly specific about this. He said that the lambs chosen for this sacrifice would need to be without blemish. A lamb with even the smallest speck of disease, the least wound, would have not been allowed. He said, "Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year." Then it was in its prime. The young sheep just ripening into maturity. And already the preview is forming, isn't it? A male in his prime, without blemish, is to be set aside for the purpose of deliverance. So what was to happen to this kind of lamb? It was to be slaughtered, and its blood caught in a basin. Then, as soon as it was taken, the priest standing by the altar threw the blood on the fire or cast it at the foot of the altar. You can guess what kind of scene that was. Next, the lamb was to be roasted, but it was not to have a bone of its body broken. Last week, I drew a direct line between this command of the Passover to Jesus on the cross. But that makes it sound like I'm taking credit for discovering the connection, which is silly. John, the gospel writer, is the one who makes this connection. After he reports that the Roman soldiers did not break Jesus' legs, but instead opened his side with a spear, he writes, "These things took place that the Scripture might be fulfilled, not one of his bones will be broken." This is a wonderfully understated way of saying that Jesus is the Passover lamb to which every other unblemished Passover lamb had ever pointed. And your faith can receive great strength from the fact that you see Jesus as the fulfillment of the preview. So I invite you today to see Jesus' blood sprinkled on the doorpost and the lintel of your life, to see his bones unbroken, to see him roasted in the fire, and by seeing that, to believe that he was roasted, given for you. This was the price of your deliverance and mine. But for a few moments, let's return to the preview. come with me into this household. It is evening. The father of the Hebrew home takes his lamb and examines it once more, looking it over from head to foot to see if it has a blemish. He finds none. "My son," he says to one of them, "bring me a basin." It's held. He cuts into the lamb. The blood flows into that bowl. Father tells mother to roast the lamb now in the fire and take care, he says, that not a bone is broken. Do you see the care that she takes as she puts it down to roast? "Now," says the father, "bring a bunch of hyssop." And the child brings it, and the father dips it into the blood and says, "Come here, let me show you what I'm about to do." And he takes the hyssop in his hands and dips it in the blood and then spreads it across the lintel and on each doorpost. His children say, "What are you doing?" And he answers, "This night the Lord God will pass through and smite the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood on the lintel and the side posts, the Lord will pass over this door and will not suffer the destroyer to come into our home to smite us." And it's done. The lamb is cooked. They sit down to it. The father of the family prays a blessing. They're sitting down to feast. Watch as the father carefully divides joint from joint, lest a bone be broken. He's particular that even the smallest child of the family should have some of it to eat, for that is what God has commanded. And he tells them, "This is a solemn night. But get ready. In another hour, we shall all leave Egypt." He looks at his own rough, calloused hands and he thinks, "I will never be a slave again." His oldest son, perhaps, has taken awful beatings, and he says, "Son, you've had the taskmaster's lash at your back this afternoon, but this is the last time you'll ever feel it." He looks at them all, his beloved family, and he says, "This is the night the Lord God will deliver you." When Jesus and his disciples gathered around a table on the night when he was betrayed, this is what they gathered to remember. They were about to relive what God had done for their forefathers in Egypt. God's people had done this every year for over 1,000 years. But at this one particular Passover, Jesus says something that no one has ever said before. As they were eating, he took bread, and after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it, and he said to them, "This is the blood of my covenant, which is poured out for many." This is my blood. The disciples would be seeing a lot of Jesus' blood over the next few hours. Just after eating this Passover, they went with Jesus to the Garden of Gethsemane, and there Jesus prayed to His Father with such intensity that He was sweating great drops of blood. And after Jesus was arrested, a crown of thorns was pushed down upon His brow. The Roman whip tore Jesus back to shreds. The rough crossbeam ground into His shoulders, and then they witnessed Jesus' body pierced with nails and spear. When the disciples saw the blood of Jesus, they could only see it as something terrible. At the time, they could not grasp the sign of the Passover. They could not grasp the sign of the blood that saved people from death. They could not recall the words Jesus had spoken to them at the table. "This is my blood of my covenant poured out." But in time, after the resurrection, they would understand. They would come to see how the pieces fit together. And Jesus' followers would come not only to believe it, but to proclaim that they had been there to see Jesus' blood as it was spilled. And they would stake their lives on this, that Jesus' blood was not a bad sign. On the contrary, Jesus' blood was forgiveness. It was life. Not one bone of His was broken. Meaning, Jesus, our Passover Lamb, has been slain for us. You will never be a slave again. Would you please pray with me? Oh, my God, my rock and tower, grant that in Your death I trust, knowing death has lost its power since You crushed it in the dust. Savior, let Your agony ever help and comfort me. When I die, be my protection, light and life and resurrection. Amen.